Haitian drummers joined the orchestra for two songs at the concert. The proceeds from the event are to fund a portable water project for Cape Haitian, a computer learning center for students, and a robotics program to get junior high school students interested in math and science. Those at the benefit were hopeful about making a difference in Haiti. And so Fatal, one of the Haitian drummers, told VOA he hopes his country will soon see positive results.
As a Haitian, I know Haiti right now got a lot of problems. So what is important to me is to be in there, to participate. I hope new projects come out after this tonight to bring a change for Haiti in the future.
19-year-old Steve Zarchin is from Cape Haitian, studying business in the United States on a scholarship from the Sister Cities program. He would like to put the skills he acquires to good use back home.
I want to do something for my country because Haiti is in a critical condition, you know. So this is my dream, you know, to go to Haiti, to go back to Haiti and help Haiti.
Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, is plagued with violence in the capital, Port-au-Prince, and problems with infrastructure, electricity, and clean water. Louis Nwazin, who founded a university in Cape Haitian, told VOA about the efforts he is involved in to create jobs outside the capital city.
What we try to do is to deconcentrate Port-au-Prince and put jobs out and have people work back to their own real birthplace. Like, you have a lot of people from the north in Port-au-Prince. Port-au-Prince now is a city of almost 2 million of inhabitants. And it was a city built for 800,000 people.
Haitian musician and poet Kiki Wainwright says Haiti needs all the help it can get.
The infrastructure in Haiti, it doesn't exist anymore. Because we need some more solid institution, so the country can go ahead.
He also says he believes first that the violence in Port-au-Prince must be contained, and then perhaps investors and tourists will return. Lisa Ferdinando, VOA News, Miami.